This is the number one politics, society, and culture podcast that you'll ever hear. It's called the Toasty Podcast. Look, if anyone is going to start a media revolution, it might as well be us. Sky created the Toasty brand to influence people in a positive way in order to empower independent thinkers such as himself to stand up for what they believe in. And here at the Toasty Podcast, we call that staying toasty. So, where does that leave you? It's simple, really. When you support our work, you're supporting the good fight. We produce podcasts, create YouTube and TikTok content, and design apparel that isn't made in China for you. We want to engage culture, so let's get toasty.
What the hell?
Oh my gosh.
So...
yeah, so he asked you what Marxism is?
Yeah, my coworker, Billy, shout out to Billy.
Billy!
Asked me, he was like, well, what's he's not politically involved. I mean, he could tear down a Ford and put it back together blindfolded, but politics is just not his, whenever.
Get old Ford!
Yep.
America!
Yes, and he is a Marine, so thanks for his service, too. But he asked me, like, what's Marxism?
What's Marines thing? Hoo-yah! What is that? Is that what
Hoorah.
It is? Hoorah?
Yeah.
Hoorah! Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. He asked me what. I think only Marines can do that. So I'm just going to gloss over that. So anyway, he asked me, he's like, what's Marxism? I'm like, well, the basic gist of Marxism is there is no private property. Government owns everything. You work for the government. You work for the state. You know, it's all about, it's a strong nationalist identity. It is a strong... form of communism, and yeah. Essentially everyone has equal outcome. There's right. No rich, there's no poor, everyone just does their job and does it for the for the good of the motherland.
The guy that asked me about the communism said this, and said this would be great, and I was listening to it like, isn't that, I literally said, I was like, that sounds like socialism or Marxism or something. I said that, and he's like, no. Socialism, what are you talking about? I'm like, you just said everyone gets paid the same. He said, everyone would get paid the same. And he's like, you do your job to the best of your ability. He's like, so if the 75-year-old's best is 2.5 hours of work, great. If this guy's best is 8 hours, great. Then wouldn't people be lazy? Like, wouldn't people be more lazy, like incentivized to be lazy? He's like, well, no, because if we prove that they can do better, they're out. And then he's like, and also, if you get old and you just can't provide for society, you're out. I was like, dude, what? You think this is better?
Genocide? He was saying, euthanasia?
You think this sounds better than what we have? And this all stemmed from a conversation about race. So I was like, wow, this is crazy, man.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That's BLM, dude.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know.
And he was not a black guy.
That's what I was. I was actually explaining to Billy what BLM believes.
Yeah, yeah. And you can go and read this stuff, dude.
Organization.
You can go online and read this stuff on their website. And just the other day, I had a conversation with a black guy. Like, yeah, that's terrible. This sucks. And he's like, I'm all for the phrase. Obviously, who wouldn't be for that phrase? Because lives matter.
Yeah.
So Black Lives Matter. Yeah, duh. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want to go to him and say,
the whole thing
yeah,
is they pick a
duh,
very, they
right?
pick a very common, a common phrase.
This stuff gets me going, dude.
Oh,
I want to have him on the show.
Like, if you don't agree with us, then you must not think Black Lives Matter.
Right, dude. Yes,
like, okay,
yes.
Well, no, that's not what I said.
Yes. If you guys are listening right now, guys, if you have a guest or you want to be on the show, just come on the show, man. This is an invitation. I'm doing invites right now. So every once in a while, I'll decide, oh, we need guests. And I just start inviting people on. You want to talk about stuff? Let's talk about stuff. This is where you can do it. You're afraid of being banned on your own podcast? Come over to the Toasty Podcast, because I'm not afraid.
Nope. Obviously, we're not afraid. We just say whatever we want.
We got one episode that was banned, but hey, you know what? Whatever. Only
you
on YouTube.
You can find it on Spotify.
I'm thinking about going to Rumble, by the way. I think I'm starting to use Rumble.
Use both.
I will, but I'm just saying I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to Jason. He's joining our team. He's going to be doing remote video editing for us.
Thank you, Jason.
So
I'm excited about that.
We'll see if it works out. He said, yeah, I'll try, whatever. He just got an iPad Pro, you know, a new one.
Just,
he's like, I want to try to use it. I'm like, dude, you do you, man. That'd be sick. If you want to help us out. Yeah. He's one of my longest, like, long-time friends from, like, high school, you know?
I mean, he'll get the vibe of the show, I feel like. I mean, watch a few episodes.
I am actually glad. I'm actually glad, anxious, and excited to see what someone else will provide as far as clips.
Yeah.
Like, what he sees is important versus I'm always watching this crap, and I'm like, I'm going to put this stuff up here, but what if
set of eyes.
Yeah, but what if he can do it better because he can see it fresh? You know, I can't.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm thinking, like, what if, you know?
It's like,
I'm tired of doing everything, dude.
Sometimes you'll be working on something, like whether it's a car or whether it's a document or something or whatever. Yeah. And then you're like, man, this is just not working for me. Like, I can't get this done. I can't figure it out. Someone else will come up and be like, oh, here it is. Click.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, oh. I feel so dumb.
Right.
It's like, no, it just needs a fresh set of eyes.
Well, even still, we all have strengths and weaknesses. You know what I mean? Your strengths are amazing research qualities, and you know history like crazy.
Yeah, but I'm not a social media guru, so.
My strengths are talking and just being entertainment, and I'm kind of a social media guy, whatever. But I have some downfalls where I can't stay organized a lot.
A little scatterbrained.
I can't stay very organized. You know, I just can't. It's hard. It's hard. Time management's and... That right there, video editing, getting all that stuff on track. Anyway, whatever. That's all about the podcast stuff. We try to be transparent with you guys, so
yes.
We just want
to
talk about it.
Back to the NSA and Tucker.
Dude, yeah.
So
good old Tucker.
So Tucker Richard Grenell, Sutter. Who was the ambassador to Germany and acting DNI, acting director of national intelligence under President Trump, he literally tweeted the statement from the NSA regarding recent allegations. And all he said was, read each sentence carefully. That's it. I mean, it's intelligence. They're very, very careful with their words and what they say and what they release and how they release it as well.
Right.
The reason they mostly use Twitter to release it is because it's an echo chamber. And all the libs are going to be like, boom, post it all everywhere.
Uh-huh.
It's going to get all the attention from the liberals and no real nitpicking attention from conservatives as much as it would be if they released it to the mainstream media like Fox News,
right?
Glenn Greenwald, the
dude, Glenn Greenwald, man, woo, yep. give the guy a hand, dude.
So first,
this guy is one of the best Democrats I know. Period.
He's story. Not a Democrat.
You don't
think
so?
No.
He claims it.
Absolutely.
Or he
not.
Used to claim it.
He used to be, maybe, but he's not anymore.
No, he's definitely libertarian or
definitely
some crap now.
he doesn't even live in the U.S. because
he's
wanted for releasing national security information. So.
Yeah, but the thing...
Anyway, Glenn Greenwald said...
Sorry, I guess we're going, dude.
So if you don't know, Glenn Greenwald worked with...
The Intercept. He co-founded The Intercept.
Hold on.
Sorry.
That's not what I was going to say. He worked with the Daily Mail UK,
right?
Who broke the Snowden files.
Yes.
He worked hand in glove with Snowden to release those.
Literally,
now he's no longer
the guy.
Allowed. Yeah,
they were like...
They were working together in person.
It's crazy.
While he was wanted by the federal government. So they're both wanted by the U.S.
So just because he worked with this guy, helping to release the stories...
He released national security information. I mean, he released top classified information, top secret information.
I know, but in my opinion, it's for the betterment of the.
Well, yeah,
of
I agree.
America.
I agree. Okay. I think Snowden's a hero, not a traitor. So anyway,
okay. Sweet. Hell yeah.
Glenn Greenwald said about Tucker being spied on, said first, so he knows his stuff. First, it's bizarre that the NSA.gov allow no replies. Second, NSA has used the same deceit for years. They can spy on U.S. citizens' communications without, quote, targeting the American. Third, NSA has extremely broad authorities to collect communications without targeting a person, which is what he released back in 2013 when Snowden released all those files, that they do metadata. They collect where we are through all of our phones. They know where we are, what we buy, how we pay off our credit cards.
Yeah.
They know our bank statements. They know everything about us, everything. What bills we pay first, why, what groceries we buy, everything they know. And another big reason the federal government and the mainstream media worked hand in glove to perpetuate the myth that COVID was this horrible, deadly, crazy virus was so that people would use less cash. And that's what happened. There was a coin shortage. Bullshit. That never happened. I promise you there's no coin shortage in the U.S. I promise you. They said use exact change or a debit card just to help with the COVID, help fight the COVID. Bullshit. 100% bullshit. They wanted us to use our debit card so they could track what money we were spending and why and where. And they want us to go to Walmart and they want us to go to Amazon to buy all of our goods because it all comes from China. Okay? It all comes from China and they... It's amazing how much the federal government and big tech and big corporations are just bending over for China.
This
and,
is the Matty B we need. That's what I'm talking about, dude.
And China is slowly, not even slowly, is beginning to really rule how we handle our business.
Yeah, they are, completely. Dude. Yeah.
Socially, economically. How do you think BLM gets all their money? Big corporations, right? How do big corporations get their money?
Technically a nonprofit.
It's Chinese slave labor.
So you remember when we were talking about 501(c)s?
Mm, terrible.
That Christian church that got denied a 501(c), but yet BLM gets 501(c) and they get millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
That's the IRS, dude. IRS has been corrupt for almost as long as the NSA.
It's hard for me to have a 4th of July saying we're still the greatest country in the world, knowing all of this stuff.
We are the greatest country in the world, but our government is junk. It's garbage.
Right, it is. And I agree with that.
Our federal government.
It's just hard because I actually had a discussion on Facebook with a guy that gets nowhere. I know that listeners, I get that Facebook doesn't get you anywhere. I just have fun doing it, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I actually gained a friend. And a guy was like, you're awesome, dude.
Thank you.
I learned a lot of stuff from you. He messaged me that. I was like, what the heck? Hmm. Turns out we have mutual friends. I was like, dude, I'm adding you as a friend. It's cool. He might be on the show too. And he has a friend that lives in Israel and has lived in Israel for years. So we can get inside information on that.
He's one of the top three countries I want to visit is Israel.
He's in the military there. I'm like,
well, it has to be. So
yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know if he's a citizen or not. I don't know if it's US military or Israeli military.
We don't have a base over there. I don't believe
we don't. So he's a freaking Israeli military guy. IDF.
Well, you have to be in the IDF for 2 years if you're an Israeli citizen.
Awesome. So this
unless
dude,
unless you get some special waiver,
this dude's talking about all this crap for Israel and all that. I'm just like, dude. And he's saying that America is just not. He basically said, it's a shame to see people blatantly blind to the fact that America is not the greatest country in the world on 4th of July. And I'm like, having pride for your country, in my opinion, is different than having self-awareness, knowing that our healthcare is not that great compared to maybe some other countries, but it might still be better, honestly. But all the other metrics that you listen,
we have the highest survival rate for cancer.
He said we're not, which surprises me because I'm completely against healthcare, our whole big pharma healthcare system, the whole thing. Cancer's a big deal to me. Cancer's a huge deal to me.
Yeah,
I can't stand chemo. I think it's the stupidest thing we've ever done. Because we still use it. And
it really depends.
Anal technology.
Sometimes chemo saves your life. Sometimes it just prolongs it, makes it miserable. I've seen both.
You have seen saved lives and they live for how long they should have left.
Well, the cancer becomes
it's in remission.
Remission, yeah.
But I've seen that twice in my family and it comes back every time, right? Terminal.
Well, it's
so I'm wondering.
It's remission for a reason.
I know, dude. Okay.
There's no cure. Like, my Crohn's disease is in remission right now. There's no cure for it.
Right.
But it can come back. It can flare up at any time without warning. So, just is what it is. There's no cure for cancer. There's no cure for a lot of diseases out there. But it really depends. Now chemo has become... there's a lot of radiation treatment that's extremely targeted. It only attacks certain cells, but we'll get into that another time.
Yeah, we need to get into that. I agree, because I don't know if I agree with chemo at all. Like, I have a big, like, theory that it's just, like, some money grab thing. Anyway, whatever, dude.
So this guy named Sean Davis, I don't know who this is, but he said something funny on Twitter.
This is the greatest country in the world. That's what I was trying to say.
Yes.
But there are some metrics that if we fall behind on, I get it. But this guy listed metrics.
Like STEM. Yeah. So this guy, Sean Davis, about the NSA, he says, this is great. He said, defund the secret police. This attempted denial is a disgrace, as anyone who has a brain and can read clearly knows. America's government intel agencies are corrupt, dishonest trash. Eloquent. So this guy makes a good point. He says two distinct allegations does not equal, quote, this allegation. Monitoring does not equal intelligence target, and attempt to take this show off the air does not equal plans to try. I mean, that's what, if you look at what Tucker said and what the NSA said, there's just two different things. And people will get so caught up behind the narrative, they don't think that. The thing is, conservatives and Republicans would never use the government against someone like that. Well, I shouldn't say they would never, but historically, they don't. Because maybe there's a perception that they'll get caught, or the media will cover it like crazy. So, there's no defense for Republicans. Democrats have this big safety net of the mainstream media, so they can get away with a lot more. If something bad happens and a Democrat does it, the news cycle just flips over in 24
hours. The mainstream media right now is like the Democrats' lawyer.
Yeah, even better, because they're not constrained by
law.
They are constrained by law, but they're not constrained by confidentiality. They can say whatever they want.
In some cases, I don't think they're constrained by law. it's like they're a freaking lawyer, dude.
Yep.
They do whatever they want to do and then get them to cover it.
Yeah. And then this is a good one. This is more or less what James Clapper said when he lied under oath to Congress in 2013. Yeah, James Clapper should be in prison, but no one talks about that guy. He was head of the NSA.
Of course he should be in prison. But John Brennan. A lot of people in NSA and CIA.
John Brennan should also be in prison. John Brennan is a terrible human being. But, so that's Tucker and the NSA.
Well, I digress.
I digress there.
All I know is that they have reactions, and they're saying that, like, Tucker's coworkers aren't saying anything about it and say, basically saying that they're not saying anything about it, so obviously it's not true. But like, they don't know.
The story hasn't developed enough
correct.
Yet.
They have to file this thing to get the free information. Request. They have to know, So it takes a while, guys. It takes a while to figure this
stuff
out.
So Kevin McCarthy, the House minority leader, the Republican leader in the House, demanded an investigation into the Biden administration's alleged spying on Fox News host Tucker Carlson, is a headline from the Daily Wire. And he taps, what's his name? Devin Nunes, to investigate and find answers on behalf of the American people. Devin Nunes helped uncover the Carter Page Trump FOIA or FISA scandal.
Really?
He helped uncover all of that.
Is one it of PI
the
or
one
something?
Of the key players. No, he's on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. It says HPSCI.
There's so many small
House Permanent,
committees.
Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Now the bad news is Adam Schiff. Wait, is it Schiff?
Schiff. Right? There's no T.
Shit?
Schiff.
Schiff. I know, I'm kidding. Adam Schiff is the chairman. And he's the guy that lied over and over and over about this. About the Carter Page scandal. Mm. About the FBI spying on and NSA spying on the Trump campaign. So I don't know if it's going to even get out of committee or if Schiff is not going to allow, Chairman Schiff is not going to allow the investigation to really get any traction. It might just go nowhere. I mean, Nunes might look into it and go, here's what I found. Can I get another, $10,000 to pay a private investigator or whatever I need to do, pull these documents.
Yeah. Right.
File these requests. And it's going to get denied by Schiff.
Yeah, I mean,
Schiff is a horrible human being and will lie and cheat and steal to get what he wants. So I don't know if anything's even going to come out of this.
Well, whatever, they're trying. Like, my whole thing is that
the deep state
I feel
is too
like
powerful.
That's what I was going to say but I was just going to say I feel like the Republicans don't always try.
They don't want to die on that hill.
I don't, and you know what? I'm tired of it, honestly.
Yeah.
You got to want to die on the hill.
That's why that's why my first reaction when I heard about the Capitol riot, which wasn't a riot, there was barely any, there was like one window broken.
Well, I think, I mean, it got pretty out of hand, you know?
I think it got out of
hand. It wasn't an insurrection.
It wasn't an insurrection.
It was also like kind of planned, in my opinion. There's a lot of things there that are kind of weird.
Yeah. Anyway, my point riot, is, I mean, yeah, definitely not. I think that, my first reaction to that was, as soon as I heard, oh, they're storming the Capitol, I said, good. Burn it to the ground. Yeah. I'm not proud of that Capitol at all.
Right.
I'm a proud American. Love my country. But that building should be razed. I think everyone in it should be fired. I think they should go get freaking day jobs. We have people that have been in Congress for 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi is like Skeletor. She's been in there for so freaking long.
And like, what do they even do?
She's worth $25 million. You know that?
I know. Another human being that works a job for 40 years would be so exhausted from that job, they would want to leave.
Yeah.
So why do they not want to leave?
Because it makes them super duper rich.
And they have a lot of power in it.
Exactly.
And I wonder if they actually
do anything.
And
their whole legacy.
Do they do anything physically? Like, I wonder if they're just not exhausted because they don't do shit. They go into their job.
Nancy Pelosi has a huge...
Tons of secretaries and crap.
Has a huge staff. Yeah, they have interns and all sorts of staff to look stuff up and... They have pages and all sorts of stuff.
We pay for that, you know?
Of course, yeah. Of course I know, yeah. It's a huge waste of money. I think we should have term limits in Congress and for the Senate. Two-term limit for Senate, that's it. Just like the presidency. And I think that you can only serve 6 terms total in Congress and 2 terms total as a senator. Like Mitch McConnell's been in there for like 30 years. Plus, easy. I don't think that's right. That's not... You should... Our founders did not envision career politicians. Like George Washington could have been president for the rest of his life, but gave it up after 2 terms and set an amazing precedent. And that's the gist of the country. He served, he served and served and served and then died shortly after leaving office.
I mean, our life expectancy has definitely gone up though too, you know, so maybe that's kind of, might play a part. But also, I'll say this. The founders were, like, young. Well, I think 2 of them were, like, 39.
I mean, Thomas Jefferson was, like, in his...
21. Well, yeah. One of them was,
Thomas
like, 20,
Thomas Jefferson
dude.
Was very young. He was, yeah, like, it's in his insane, late 20s. Bro. He was, like, I think he was, like, younger than me when he wrote the Declaration of Independence.
Right. And you're looking at this, like, what? You know? Mm-hmm. It's so weird.
It's so cool that him and John Adams died on the same day, July 4th.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty cool. I can't remember what year. I want to say it was like 1830, 36 or something like that, something in that range.
Right.
They both died pretty old. Jefferson died pretty poor because he was kind of throwing money everywhere, just having fun when he got older. But anyway, yeah, they're amazing. The wow. founders are fantastic. Speaking of July 4th, I kind of want to find some tweets that some Democrats sent out. There's like some
for July 4th.
Yeah. Let's see. Like, oh man, what's her name? That actress that no one really likes.
What? I like all actresses. What do you mean? There's tons of them.
Alyssa Milano.
Dude,
she sent out that was like, remember this land was stolen from Indians. That's like what you're celebrating. And then
She said something else though. It wasn't just stolen from Indians, it was like a big thing she said. What's her, how do you spell her name, do you know?
A-L-Y-S-S-A, I think. Milano, M-I-L-A-N-O.
All right, whatever.
And then there was what's her name, that the congresswoman that said that blacks still aren't free, and she's a black sitting congresswoman. It's like, you're just like really intentionally being divisive on our National Independence Day. I'm like, what is wrong with you? What country has a better history than America? What country has a better situation for the diversity of this country Or what for the diversity of their people?
Yeah, I mean, he gave this guy that I was talking to on Facebook put metrics down. He said, and a lot of metrics were behind, right? And I was like, what metrics? He gave me a lot of metrics that were you know what? I'm just gonna go to it. But he gave me metrics that were not something government should provide, in my opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like childcare and some other random stuff. I was like, what the? Like, what are you talking about, dude? It was weird, man. It was really weird. So once I find this thing, we will be on a mission here. The post started out with this. I think it's more patriotic to notice the flaws in your country and want better for it than to ignorantly claim it's great and disregard major problems that need fixing. While the statement might be kind of true, it's also not right because you having pride for something is different, in my opinion, than knowing you have flaws, like I said earlier.
Hmm.
It's obviously also posted by some freaking trashy girl, looks like. Anyway, whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to do that. Whatever.
So this is Representative Cori Bush, Democrat from Missouri. She's from like the St. Louis area. She dismissed Independence Day. So this is from the New York Post. She dismissed Independence Day Sunday as a holiday meant for white people before claiming this land is stolen and black people still aren't free. When they say that, this is her tweet. When they say that the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this. The freedom they're referring to is for white people.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah, dude.
That's wrong.
I know it is.
It's historically inaccurate.
Yeah.
In the original draft of the Declaration of Independence, it actually mentioned slavery, but the southern states wanted it out because they wanted to keep slavery, obviously, for their economic purposes. And the northern states were so ashamed that they participated in slavery that they wanted it out, too. They were just like, let's just keep it all men created equal. And Thomas Jefferson was a proponent of abolishing slavery from the beginning, from the founding of the country.
Right.
But we wouldn't have been a union. We would have been a confederation, a loosely bonded together confederation of states. I mean, that's why the Articles of Confederation failed, and the Constitution was adopted a couple years later, because it wouldn't have worked out like that. We wouldn't have been able to trade. Smaller states would have been screwed over by bigger states and probably would have been absorbed eventually. So the federalism is eventually won out over anti-federalism or confederalism.
Well, now we're not even in federalism.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're in.
I just thought we had changed.
Federalism has gone way overboard, though. And the federal government's too powerful, and states' rights are being diminished every day.
Right.
But yeah, the
founding. But yeah, but a federalist, I thought, was the opposite of that. So, like, a federalist believes in states' rights versus the country.
Federalists wanted a strong federal government to be in charge of, like a treasury, a national bank.
I thought it was like, that's why it was so weird, because it was opposite. Hold on one second, dude.
And then like an anti-federalist would have been like, no, we want states to basically be able to trade independently with different countries and that sort of thing. But states can't, like Georgia can't trade with Spain specifically. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got to be like a company in Georgia trading with a company in Spain type of thing. Like a state government can't deal with an outside federal government. Has to go through the U.S. Department of State.
So this guy, okay, well, this guy's metrics were healthcare, childcare, happiness, life expectancy, education, wealth, equality, and freedom. And I was like, okay, aside from freedom, I'm not sure all those are guaranteed by government.
None of those are.
Right. Well, freedom, I guess not either, but freedom in America.
Nothing is. So a big misperception a lot of people have today is that government guarantees, I guess I should say that government is the source of our rights. We wouldn't have rights if it wasn't for our government, which is not at all correct, even a little bit. We wouldn't, our rights are endowed from God, endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. That's the Declaration. It's a preamble. And Or I should say it's preamble to the Constitution, I should say. Then among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So those rights are preserved by the Constitution, but given to us from God. And the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are there to limit the government. They're not there to
give us any of
that
stuff.
To us what freedoms we have.
Right.
They're there to limit what freedoms the government can take away.
Right.
And we need more constitutional amendments. That's all I got to say. Need more freedom. Can't wait till September 1st. That's all I got to say. Concealed carry. Permitless concealed carry. Enacted in Texas. You nervous about that?
Am I nervous?
Yeah.
I'm not nervous about it. I'm actually excited. It's just interesting because I'm wondering if, I don't know. Well, they're still going to have to require a class, right? They'll require a class, but it'll be permitless.
Mm-mm. You can just pick up a gun and carry it. From my understanding.
Yeah. I mean, I saw that. I guess I'm excited about it, but also I'm weary. But I guess, I don't know. I don't think, like we've already talked about, I don't think gun problems happen from too many guns. You know?
Yeah. What really bothers me about people using the Declaration of Independence and saying it's only for white men, it's like, it's not true. Well, while white men at the time, specifically white land-owning men, if you didn't own land, you couldn't vote back then. You had to be a landowner. You had to have a stake, But the thing is, Frederick Douglass said that the Constitution was a wonderful document because it says all men are created equal, right? If it just said all white men are created equal, then Thomas Jefferson wouldn't be a hypocrite. I lost my train of thought, but they didn't say that for a reason. Thomas Jefferson left it very open on purpose so that later when slavery was less, because slavery was on the decline in the late 1700s.
I think they foresaw a lot of crap already.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me if they foresaw us getting out of slavery and they knew they were going to be a free country at some point.
Yep. It was becoming obsolete slowly until the invention of the cotton gin. Once the cotton gin came about, cotton became a huge commodity. And it was a very labor-intensive commodity. So slavery basically skyrocketed after the invention of the cotton gin. Once Britain essentially knew how divisive the issue of slavery was, they exploited it, much like China is doing with our race relations now. Britain would buy all of the cotton from the southern states, enriching them, incentivizing slavery, and dividing America, the colonies, because they essentially wanted us back. That's why the War of 1812 occurred. And they either wanted us back or wanted to stop our expansion because we were rapidly expanding. In 1803, after we purchased Louisiana Territory from Napoleon in France, they were fighting England. It was England versus France, and then we basically gave France a bunch of money, $3 million, which is a great deal for half of doubling the size of the U.S. And that perpetuated the Napoleonic Wars for another few years. England was pissed. I mean, obviously so. So what they did was, okay, well, we need to stop and slow the expansion of the U.S. because they're going to become more powerful than us someday. Obviously, that's what happened.
Yeah, dude, way more.
They tried to.
And they still had the balls to tell Russia to F off.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
But, history's a lot more complicated than just. And they take it out of context, too. There's no historical context. And a lot of Democrats like to say, oh, we're in favor of defunding the police. And then we say, oh, you're in favor of defunding the police. Well, that's technically what I said, but you're taking it out of context. They always want to put context in everything. And they don't apply historical context to anything that they say. You know, they say that America was racist from the founding. It's like, no, America was not at all. If you know, if you read the Federalist Papers, if you read Thomas Jefferson's personal correspondence with John Adams, he regrets not being able to abolish slavery from the very beginning. And he knows that it's becoming a bigger, bigger issue. And of course, it leads up to the Civil War, and Abraham Lincoln frees the slaves. But we still don't want to talk about that. We still don't want to talk about how Frederick Douglass loved this country, even though he was born a slave, and later became the first black person to run for president of the United States. They don't, and then now they're trashing, not really trashing Frederick Douglass, but they're taking way out of context, and they're taking MLK way out of context, because MLK said, we need to live up to the values of the Constitution. Constitution is a divinely inspired document, and we are not living up to its principles. All men are not free. All men are all created equal, but they're not viewed equal and treated equally under the law. Jim Crow was going on back then, of course. Segregation was going on. Busing laws, that sort of thing. So there's just, they just, my point is they just don't take anything in context. And you have to live up to those founding documents, because they are as perfect as any founding government documents have ever been.
Well, speaking of all that stuff, though, I'm afraid we're heading for the same scenario, you know, like with CRT, with critical race theory,
mm-hmm.
because 26 states have already like passed bills to basically deny it in being taught in schools.
Yeah.
26 states being the southern states.
Well, Republican states.
Republican states. Mm-hmm. And I'm interested to see what happens, because all that does is create a divide.
The Epic Times just came out with a recent article that was saying that red states are getting redder, blue states are getting bluer,
mm-hmm.
and people are leaving blue states to go to red states in droves. It's happening all across the country.
Yeah, it is.
And that divide is getting way more stark.
And they're picking states that are red. Like, they're not going to a state because they like the state. I don't think Californians are moving to Texas because Texas has great terrain.
Because we got the weather.
Amazing weather.
No.
We don't have any of that crap. Honestly, California literally has a cush place, dude. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a paradise. It's
absolutely amazing.
And they ruined it.
If it wasn't for the politics. That's what's interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to any Californian out there, and they'll be like, I'd love to move back if they're in Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, bro, I'll move with you. Like, it's amazing.
Yep.
There's mountains. There's beach. There's everything you want. You go skiing. You do this. The weather's always great.
Yeah.
I know, dude. I know. But it shows you how serious politics are and how they can actually affect your living situation
if
it gets too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And in California, it got too bad.
California, New York.
It got too bad.
Illinois is losing their population.
We are in a very nice spot to not have to think we're affected by it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas, we can mind our own business and live wherever the heck we want, and we probably wouldn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if we get more democratic, just by the nature of it, we would know.
Yeah.
We would know. We would feel it. It would affect us.
What's happening? All of our...
Well, federally, yeah, we
all
know.
Of our, all, well, in Texas, all of our bigger cities and bigger... counties are turning blue.
Right. Yes, dude.
Tarrant County is pretty much a blue county now, which is
Austin.
Scary.
It's not good.
Austin's been super blue for a while. Dallas has been blue. San Antonio's turning blue. Houston's been blue for a while, and it's just getting more sprawled out.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard of the book, I'm going to probably bring it on the show next time. It's called It Wasn't My Idea. It's a third grader's book, and they're teaching it in third grade, apparently, in Austin. I saw this from another a parent that's actually starting a organization against critical race theory. I want to look at this book because I didn't know Texas had this happening. I thought in Texas we were good. I thought in Texas we wouldn't teach critical race theory and all that stuff.
Depends on the district.
Right. Well, apparently it does, because in Eanes ISD in Austin, they're teaching this, and I want to get the book and see what it's like. It's a children's book, obviously, but it's very weird, talking about basically comparing whites to the devil. I don't want to get this is intense saying all this, but yeah. I want to read it for my own self, like I want to see it with my own eyes.
Well, the largest,
before I say anything like that,
the largest teachers union in America.
This is a whole other podcast.
Just
by the way.
Yeah, just
I'm not gonna. This is not all going in one take. That's there's cool. No way.
Well, the largest Teachers Union America just said that they're going to teach CRT in 1,400 schools across all 50 states.
Yeah, they approved it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen, dude. August 26th or whatever it is. What's the date? Is that it?
What, for what?
When they go back to school. When kids go back to school.
Depends.
August 15th or 16th.
It depends on the school district.
When August hits and kids start going back to school, you are going to see a rise in parents. You're going to see a revolt.
It's already happening.
It's been happening for the last year, but I'm saying it'll be even more this time. Dude, it's going to start. We're going to be like, oh my gosh, because we're not going to be Zoom anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be in school, right?
Yep. They're going to say, let me see your book. Let me see your homework.
But the kids are being taught not to show them, not to show the parents anything. And also, and also in Pennsylvania, dude, I just heard this today. In Pennsylvania, this is a current event, I guess, but I need to do more research on it, guys, so don't take it for a grain of salt, but this is just talk. This is just speculation or whatever. But I heard in Pennsylvania, they're teaching to allow kids to have their gender pronouns not to tell parents. And they sign a form. They sign a form where the teachers won't talk to the parents about it, and the kid doesn't have to tell the parents that they want to be a girl or they want to be a boy, but they're actually a girl or boy. Like,
and the thing is, the state will eventually start saying, oh, it's child abuse not to allow your kid to transition.
Right.
And that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
That actually happened in Texas. Believe it or not. A Texas dad was separated from the mom, and the mom thought the little boy wanted to be a little girl. It's like a 5-year-old kid, you know. And the kid is like, I don't want to be a girl. But the mom's like, are you sure you like pink that one day? He was like, I saw like a pink butterfly and said it looks cool. Like, I don't want to be a girl.
I'm going to be straight up. I used to play with freaking Barbie dolls, dude.
Okay, that's weird.
No, I'm just being honest, dude. But I'm not the guy. I don't want to be, like, I never wanted to be a girl.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying there's some weird moments for kids, okay? That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, exactly. God. Like, kids can explore. I'm just kidding with you. But yeah,
that was an intense little.
Kids can explore and, like, and do all sorts of, like, exploration, you know? But they don't know what the heck they want.
Right.
You know? No one, like, I didn't even know what I wanted to do for a living when I was in college, right?
TBH, a lot of us still don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Let alone like what gender you want to choose to be.
Yeah, millennials. We don't know crap.
I think it's absolutely preposterous that you can change your gender. I don't believe you can.
We know what we want to do. Yeah, no. Yeah,
I agree. That's not a thing.
You can't. And it's just getting worse and worse. You're having spas let in the transgender people that aren't really transgender.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Just like they have balls hanging out.
The Wii Spa in California.
Let's do it.
Which
this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the girls are like freaking out.
In front of he got into a male with a beard, got naked and into a hot tub with a six-year-old girl.
And the mom was like, what the heck's going on?
I would have murdered that guy.
What?
I literally, if I had a daughter and some bearded freak got in a hot tub naked with my daughter, he would be dead. He would be dead in a freaking heart. I'm trying not to use the F word here because I'm very passionate about children.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd be dead.
Yeah,
he'd be dead.
I mean, that's, you know, and she lashed out about it. She's like, this is crazy, right? And she's being literally harassed
had class
by Antifa.
Straight. Yes, I saw that Antifa. Someone called Antifa. George Soros was like, get the Antifa over there quickly. And then Antifa came and swarmed this lady, you know?
I don't know, man.
Ridiculous. Get the hell out of California. Get out of there. Let them rot on their own hellish filth. That's what I say.
We need to start reporting on something. I want to travel.
Yeah.
Well, I want to be there.
If
I want to
the
be
money,
there.
We'd be all over it.
That'd be sick, dude. I want to get in there and be investigative journalist.
The only way I would do that though is if I had
my neck is killing me.
If I had a bow with flaming arrows.
What the?
Just because that'd be a dope way to defend yourself. No one would mess with you if you saw a guy with a flaming quiver on his back and a bow, just like. CRT is racist.
CRT is racist. Dude, I don't know about all that. I think a gun, that'd work.
Yeah, probably. Probably work better.
Was there anything else you were trying to hit?
There's
a couple more topics we actually needed to hit. You know what I mean?
Just defunding the police and how now Democrats and Chris Wallace are like, isn't it true that Republicans wanted to fund the police? Didn't you not vote for the Biden economic stimulus bill because it would have given money to local municipalities, and those local municipalities could have funded the police with it. So you're totally for defunding the police. And I don't know who he was, some Republican congressman. He looked at Chris Wallace like, what? Like, because I didn't vote for this bloated, stupid stimulus package that no Republican voted for, that only would have given monies to municipalities because of their decreased tax revenue because of COVID and all the pointless inane lockdowns, the feudal lockdowns. Because I didn't vote for that, you think I want to defund the police. The money goes to the town. Then the town says, I want to spend this money on X. It doesn't just automatically go from federal government to local cops' pockets. No, that's not how any of this works. And to even suggest otherwise is gross misconduct for a journalist like Chris Wallace used to be. His dad should be ashamed, would be ashamed, I think, because his dad was a real journalist. And Chris Wallace used to be a real journalist. But just the whole, and the whole Jen Psaki saying that, you want to defund the cops program. It was a community organization policing program, some acronym. Stupid. They love using acronyms in Washington because they're all stupid. And that program was just community policing, increased from like $200 million a year in 2016 to $270 million a year in 2017, and then about $300 million a year in 2018. Who was president back then? Who had Congress back then? Do we have a supermajority back then? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was all Republicans. We funded the police more than the Democrats did. And guess what? Guess what? That whole program started in the 1994 crime bill that Biden sponsored, so, as a senator. So the only thing that Biden did right in his whole political career, his entire political career, was the 1994 crime bill, for the most part. Some of it was not good. Some of it was pretty good.
Yeah, I was just saying, I thought
some it's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag for sure.
I thought people really attacked it.
it's totally mixed. It's like this. It's like stop, question, and frisk in New York or in different areas that reduced crime like exponentially. Like crime was like literally cut several times over because of cops basically just stopping people on the street and saying, what are you doing? Where are you going?
Yeah, I just think every narrative that comes out, they try to flip. If it works for them, that's what happens.
Dude. Yeah. But the thing, my point is, Jen Psaki's a liar, straight up lied about that, said that Republicans defunded the cops program when they actually increased the funding for it under Donald Trump and under Republican supermajority in the House and Senate. And to say that Republicans want to defund the police is just absolutely absurd. Like AOC and the squad have been saying, we want to reimagine police. We want to defund police. We want to abolish police. According to Ilhan Omar, said we want to abolish police. And they did in Minnesota, which is all controlled by Democrats.
Yeah, it's not working out too great.
No, it's not. It's ridiculous. I think the gaslighting is just, and the thing is, people will totally just take it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, I don't know how that would happen. That's what I don't get. I could see this stuff all day long. It's all stupid. I'm just like, what the
heck
is going on?
It's because liberals don't have independent thought. They're group thinkers. If me and my friends all think it, it must be true. It must be the right way. Because how can 30 people be wrong when only, you know, in one person be right?
Well, here at the Toast Podcast, we try to be right. Fighting the good fight.
I'm right.
So anyway, dude, that was awesome, man. You gave it your all. You know,
moral of the story is
you gave it your all, dude.
Pay attention to what your kids are learning.
Yeah, dude.
Don't trust China. Don't trust big corporations. Don't trust our government.
Dude, you
can't. And think for yourself.
Stop, dude. Think for yourself. That's a positive message. Today's Facebook warrior. You guys are going to like this one. I asked my Facebook audience, you know, the reason I use Facebook, first of all, you know, I don't use everything else because, like, people are very involved on Facebook. People like to get heated on Facebook.
To get heated online in general.
That's true. So far, it works on Facebook better, guys. If you guys want to be part of this Facebook warrior segment, just go to my Facebook page whenever I ask the question and just answer the question. And you get your name put in a hat and drawn to win a Toasty t-shirt or a hoodie, whichever you choose. Mm. I would private message you guys and ask you what your address is and all that crap, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, we're also going to need your first social security number and all the names of your kids and where they go to school.
Correct. Yeah, and all the data you've given to Facebook, we need that too.
I'm sure you can actually find all of that on Facebook besides the social, but
so now that anyway, you guys are here, guys are here, I'm very glad you listened to the whole podcast. It's crazy to me. I'm excited that you're even this far into it. You already know what we talked about, McAfee, but I keep wanting to call him McAfee, dude. Freaking McAfee, bro. It's a new McDonald's drink. Anyway, McAfee, do you think McAfee committed suicide? That's it. That's the question. No. And of course, I said, I edited it later and said, this will be our Facebook Q&A for episode 57. So be sure you check it out. So if you're one of the people that are listening from that comment section, bro, I'm glad you're here. Now share the show. I want to tally up how many people said no and how many people said yes.
Yeah, tally it up.
You know?
Here, I'll...
Go ahead. We're going to tally this thing. Let's go. Yes. Okay, we got...
No.
Okay, ready?
Go.
One, no.
Just say no or yes.
Okay, no.
The second no or the first no?
Wait, no would be... Hold on. Do you believe McAfee committed suicide? Okay, yeah. That's first no. Okay, second no. Derek Gaddis says he got Epstein'd, so that's a no.
Uh-huh.
Third, he got suicided, so also no. So three no's. J.O. Miller said yes, which is interesting to me. So yes. And then he said, I'm with you on that. That's weird. Anyway. And then four, a friend of Epstein. Okay, so that's not a no or a yes. Someone asked, the antivirus software? Question mark. Yeah, the creator of it. Yeah,
what an idiot. He sold it in like 94. Like, come on, man.
Edgar Escobar says nope. So another no. Oh, here's your guy right here, buddy. Matty B's own little brother. I'm just kidding, not really. Why would they Epstein him? Man's offed himself due to financial trouble and about to be extradited to the USA to really get effed. Yes. I don't know, dude.
Who said that?
Matthew Davis.
Okay.
So I guess all Matthews think alike.
smart group we are.
Brian Casco, who we had on the show a while back. McAfee didn't uninstall himself, so no.
Didn't uninstall himself.
You ever try to uninstall McAfee software? Impossible.
Huh.
I was like, dang, dude, that's comment of the day.
That's good. That's a good one.
Dude, this is
give
insane,
him the friggin'
bro.
T-shirt.
Because it's a good one. Dude, he's been on the show. He should get a t-shirt anyway.
That's true.
I hate Facebook comments, bro. They always like mess up and go all over the place. Jacob West, didn't he tweet that if he died like Epstein, it wasn't suicide?
Someone say no.
And then Austin Ham. Yeah, I guess say no to that if you want. Mm-hmm, I don't even consider that a real answer. Austin Ham could be a master level troll. So, and that's you, bro. That's a yes.
It's a yes?
Yeah, it could be a master level troll. Yeah, but yes.
I think it is.
Okay.
Trump's going to do the same thing. He's going to go hang himself.
He's gonna Whoa, be don't like, laugh, bro.
Nah, it's going to be funny. That's so he's going he's gonna hang himself and then everyone's
going to Trump
like,
Jr. is going to take over.
No, he killed himself. He didn't kill himself. He got Epstein. Blah,
I
blah,
want
blah,
Trump
blah,
Jr.
Blah.
To take over.
Clinton killed him.
Okay, fine. We got another no. Jake Camp, hard no.
That's seven.
Eric Jones. Is it Eric or Eric or E-Rock? Hey, bro, you want to like comment and tell me what your name, how you pronounce your name?
Phonetically
he said
that.
He said no. And then put the tweet up there. And then put the following tweet so that we know why. And then he says, I want to go on record as I don't believe conspiracy crap. Dude was an ass, and that got him killed, I bet.
Okay.
So that's I don't know, man.
Uh-huh.
And then here we go. You ready? This is a conspiracy right here that we need to talk about because it just happened.
Okay.
And I kind of wanted to bring it up with this Facebook comment, but the guy I used to go to school with, Todd Bukowski, about as much as I believe that apartment collapsed in Florida.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
You think that was staged?
Isn't that weird? Check this out. This is where it gets crazy, bro. These people are... Woo-wee, man. Oh, my God. All right. This is a long comment thread, guys. Bear with us, but it's juicy.
What did they say?
I'm trying to... What is it?
Don't just leave me in suspense.
Suspense, bro. Suspense. I hit them on accident. I hit the replies on accident. Jessica Phelps. Another girl I used to go to school with, she was in the, I don't want to get this wrong, she's going to hate me, Navy. She was in the Navy. Thank you. Is there any talk of how much that looked like a demolition? Question mark.
It fell from the bottom, so yeah, it's going to look like a demolition.
Okay.
Pool had cracks in it. Right. There's no, I don't think.
Hold on, dude. I'm not saying there is either. Ben Sanders, you mean to tell me that it's impossible for there to be structural failure on a building built by humans with possible human error that an inspection didn't catch? I never knew that.
Inspections did catch it, though.
I feel smarter now. People need to learn
more about this.
And then I said, Todd, now this is a story. That's all I said. That's all I wanted to say. Dude, I'm a fuel to the fire type of guy, dude. Mm-hmm. Let's create the juicy deets, bro. I definitely don't believe that it collapsed on its own, though. Oh, sorry, I definitely don't believe that it was a demolition, honestly. But, you know, you never know anymore, I guess. Jessica Phelps, look up demolition and building collapses and see how they differ. There is a difference in how they fall. Yes, there is, and they go on to talk about that crap. And then it gets insane, dude.
Tower 7?
Huh?
People that know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking
Tower
about.
Tower 7?
Tower 7. Go ahead.
The Twin Towers? That's another conspiracy.
Tower 7, not the Twin Towers, but yes.
I know.
9/11.
All right. A building can collapse straight down, believe it or not. This is Ben Sanders. Mm-hmm. Especially when its support before that section fails. That's called physics. If your legs were chopped clean off, which is a crazy analogy, you would drop straight down. Ergo, if a section's legs failed or buckled, it drops straight down.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, your example is ridiculous. My legs being chopped off would fit a demolition and not an example of structural damage. Because, you know, your legs were chopped off. It was forced.
Mm. That is a dumb analogy, but I get what
you're
saying.
Yeah, I kind of do too, but also she's right. It is kind of stupid. The only thing that makes this not look like a demolition is that part of the building is still standing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. The only thing that makes it look
like... You know how hard that would be to do in a controlled demolition?
Some of the building's still standing? Yeah, yeah. It was
really
the hard.
Point of, what's the point of that?
Well, at least she said that. She's cool. I mean, whatever, man. Hold on.
Okay, get back to the McAfee.
Okay, I will. This is crazy. They go intense. I say, hey, anytime you want to be on the show, let me know. To Jessica, right? The one that's causing all the juice. And then I'm like, she's like, it's not my thing. I can't get behind a mic. I did radio show work while I was in the Navy, and they would beg me to do segments and all that crap, and I'm not into it. I was like, cool, whatever, man. Maybe you'll get a t-shirt. We'll see, right? She's like, I'm always down for a tea. Cool. Great. Awesome. Audience, I love you guys. And then, God. Okay, he's a dick. Ben Sanders, what are you doing? The Clintons suicided him. So another no. You cannot even scare them off by what he did. Government is out of control. Tucker Carlson is on their list next. See his last couple of broadcasts? Question mark.
Another no,
I guess. Yeah. It's time conservatives really start fighting back, he says, after I comment on that. Because I said, yes, dude, crazy times this week. We are in store for a fire podcast this weekend. We'll be out Monday, which obviously it's not out Monday. Sorry, guys. A lot of stuff happened. It's July 4th weekend. What can I say?
Yeah.
Zachary Ferris, all I know is that my computer committed suicide whenever I updated my old antivirus software.
I don't think that's a yes or a no.
Zachary Ferris, you made me laugh. Daniel Garcia, I haven't been following. This crap blew my mind. No way he would commit suicide. So I led this guy on to this story.
You haven't been following, and yet you formulated an opinion based off like...
He's saying he wasn't following, and since I said something and he saw it, he went and looked it up. That's what I think he's saying. I'm assuming he said no. He's like, no way he would commit suicide.
No.
And then I said, right? The more you know, with a little perfect little finger thing. Anyway, whatever. Dave Sine, I wasn't there, but I could see it going either way. And that is probably the most reasonable answer, of course. You know, that's
not reasonable. That's sitting on the fence. Sitting on the fence. Get out of here, guy. I don't know who that is, but get out of here, guy.
Get out of here, guy.
Get some balls and pick a side. That's all I got
to
say.
Dave Sine said something else. He also seemed to be about the drama, and I think he got that tattoo because he was suicidal, but who knows? Never met him.
I think he was probably really drunk and high when he got that tattoo.
Kate, fine, dude. So that's not a no or a yes. But I'm just going to say this right now for the audience to hear me. The no's are winning.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, Anthony Cardero, he was Epstein'd. So another no. He made multiple posts and comments in the past about how if he gets suicided, it wasn't his doing. Drayson Mead Sr. did not answer. So no comment. That's not a no, dude. He didn't even say anything. Okay. I got to give you, you know, some mercy rule, you know? Just kidding. Zaquan Henry. Sorry, Zaquan, if I'm saying that wrong. Hell no, he didn't. So that's another no. Jace Navelis. No, he didn't commit suicide. Go watch his last interview. That man was murdered.
Hmm.
Okay. I think our boy Matty B saw something different from the interview than you did, Jace. James Ingram think he might have had evidence on the Clinton Foundation as well? Question mark. Asking me. Which I never responded to you, bro. I'm sorry, James. These comment sections are really hard to keep track of. It gets a little hectic, so I can't always comment.
I'll answer it now. I don't think he did. Not that anyone else doesn't already have.
Yeah, so I don't understand. Right, but what I don't understand is that what bad stuff would he have anyway? He said he had all this stuff to release. What would he have to release?
Well, I don't think anything, because I think he would have just said it while he was still alive. I don't think he had anything any reason that he was already wanted, obviously, by several different governments. So, you know, might as well just say it while you're alive, while you're out, while you can. Well, you know. So I don't think he had any extra dirt. I think he was telling everybody everything he knew.
Yeah, what I don't get is that I know...
He could have gotten it if he wanted it.
But we know Epstein had the dirt, and he hadn't released it yet.
Epstein had the dirt 100%.
So why wouldn't he also release it while he was alive?
Because he's using it as a bargaining chip to stay alive.
But he committed suicide, supposedly. To you.
Epstein.
You think he actually committed suicide?
I think Epstein killed himself, yeah.
You do? Mm-hmm. See, and that's what
then I think they both killed themselves.
Okay, anyway. Adam Kirby, enough said. He put up a picture of the whacked tattoo, so that's another no. You think it's a yes?
No.
Okay.
15 no's and 3 yes's so far.
Golly. And you know what? I'm going to put the cherry on top because I don't like uneven numbers. Sarah Elder Sandberg, who I know from Washington State, absolutely not.
So?
16, bro.
Okay.
That's it. That's all the replies we got, bro.
So, including you, which is a no, and me, which is a yes.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for including those. Dang it, now it's uneven, bro. Don't do that.
Ah! Nope, too bad. Four yeses and 17 no's. So, the majority of people think Polstered. He did not kill himself. That's a little poll right there.
Yo, well, honestly, that's all freaking the news outlets do. They get 20 people, and they're like, oh, I guess all of America thinks this.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Let's go ahead and generalize that.
This is not a scientific poll.
17 people, that means, oh my gosh, 80% of America thinks that he didn't commit suicide. I'm just kidding, guys.
I think...
that was a good one. Guys, I'm going to put all the names on these comments in a hat, and I'm going to draw one or two or maybe three because there's a lot of them here, and you guys are going to get a t-shirt. So I will message you guys. Please keep on the lookout because there's always request messages and crap. I'll try my hardest to get in contact with you. If you don't respond, that is your fault. So you need to stay tuned on the podcast, which you need to do.
Absolutely.
So that you know what's happening. Guys, had a lot to talk about today. Bill Cosby getting free. Britney Spears being free, or needs to be free.
Yeah.
Freaking, we didn't even talk about ivermectin, which next episode I'll talk about ivermectin. That's a big deal to me. It's another drug FDA decided to nix that's actually fighting COVID. With all that said, guys, we are Audi, and we'll see you next week.
Stay toasty, everybody. Stay toasty.
Thanks for listening or watching if you're on YouTube. You can find us at all the podcast platforms there are in the world. You can also find us on YouTube and follow us there. We are available everywhere. Please share the show if you liked it. The only way we grow is if you share, and that means you care. You can find me at The Real Sky Day on all social media platforms, and you can go see our website at therealskyday.com. See all the stuff we have to offer. We also offer apparel, and that actually does help out the show. therealskyday.com/shop, of course. But above all else, stay toasty. Toasty.